Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Six, jailbreak by Thin Lizzy. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on Rick Heyman, Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Song of the day.
High T.
Yes, it is. High T returns.
High T. And that is going to get a high score, if only because of which is really
driving
good
guitar.
Not that, I mean, it's by far, like, their, what's their main song?
Boys Are Back in Town.
Yeah, way better. Boys Are Back in Town is way better. So the Boys Are Back in Town is like a 9.85. This is a 9.00.
Score.
Hey Rick, thanks for coming. And Rick was there last night. Thank you. And he tossed out hats. I was really struck by you tossing hats and visors to people
so
out of a
box. So the
crowd
was going crazy.
He was tossing hats and visors out of a box like a showman.
He is a showman. It's a
Heyman. Rick, thank you. Thank you,
Bill,
for being there. You're always
Sauter Heyman. Yeah. Don't ever remember any time in my life saying, hey, quick, grab the Thin Lizzy 8-track.
What?
And there's just never a time.
Why are you taking a shot at it?
It never did resonate. It was like, hey, yeah, throw that on quick. I think it's an interesting song because they only sing the refrain. The rest, they just talk.
Yep.
So there's just a guy talking, and then they sing the refrain.
Yeah, you're right.
There's parts of it I can kind of get a little into. That's more of a 601 for me.
Yeah, I could tell you weren't down. Yeah,
601
I'll go
for
with
me.
An 8.5. Yeah. Like, that's upbeat. I mean, you're right. The talking is weird, but the chorus is really good.
The chorus is good. They just
can't
the
sell guitar. You on the bump.
The guitar's good.
It's all right. No, it just doesn't do much for me. I think we're gonna like it. 7.2.
7.8.
Rudy says 7.8. Our lyrics admitting he is going to commit a crime.
Yes.
Someone's going to die.
Give me a jailbreak.
Someone's not going to be alive.
Hey, now, Rudy, he might be singing about another group of people. Just another group of people. That's what I wonder. Yeah. I wonder about that, too.
Well, we are now joined by Rick Heyman. Rick, good morning. Pretty good scores for you this morning on Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy.
Yes, thank you. Thank you all. That's for Gengis, by the way.
Gengis, get the vitus.
Is that for Gengis?
That's for Gengis. He's been asking for the Thin Lizzy, so that's for you, Gengis. Hey, great to see everybody last night out at the Zipline. What a fantastic facility that is. What a beautiful restaurant. Great food. Sip. Guys, Sip is a superstar.
Mm-mm.
All these guys are.
Easy.
He signed an autograph last night on hats. It's great.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. It was fantastic. It was great seeing you and Sean and Robin and Abby. I also talked to Greg.
Missing Tooth Greg.
Who is fantastic. Jennifer and Brad.
Mm-hmm.
They're friends from Beatrice. We talked about the Dempsters, which is my mother's family. Randy and Amy. I'm shouting out everybody. I told them I would.
God, good job.
Another gentleman that came up and wanted to give me a book. He's going to bring me a book of the history of big bands in Nebraska. And I can't remember his name, doggone it.
That's okay.
I apologize. But, great, great event. It was fantastic. And, you know, when we came home, we came out to Ashland and, you guys were talking about cars earlier. Jake, you need to change your battery, by the way.
Oh, battery.
Can't wait for that.
Battery's not bad.
I'm forward to that.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you
probably,
need that.
Probably more than that.
That's, yeah, I don't know. We went to Blue Jays, the ice cream store out here, which a neighbor of mine opened. It's fantastic. It's all Hershey's ice cream. You got to come out and check it out. But a guy pulled up in a 56 Bel Air.
Mm.
Chevy that was pink.
Ooh.
Out in front of the ice cream store. Man, this was small town, iconic evening. You know, it was a beautiful night.
Hmm.
That was cool. That was cool. So me and Sherry came down. We loved seeing you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Thin Lizzy, nearly forgotten band, just unbelievably great. very talented musicians, but they just, for some reason, and I think it had a lot to do with some drug problems and things in their past. Yeah. But they were always sort of hit and miss. And I'm going to read something to you here in a second. But Phil Lynott, who is the bass player and lead singer, was a black Irishman, which back then was very unusual. And he was a heavy, you know, hard rocker. Yesterday was Phil Lynott's birthday. If he would still be alive, he would have been 76.
Hmm.
So I just tell you, go pull up Thin Lizzy on a playlist and just check them out, because their songs are just really interesting and really, really good. Mm-hmm. The guitar player in this band was John Sykes, who went on to form Whitesnake, who is another, in my opinion, underrated band. I always had the image of Whitesnake being, you know, the sexy videos and stuff back then in the 70s and 80s. They were a lot more than that. They were really good, really good. So that was the guitar player. So let me read this to you really quick. Before his death, Phil Lynott was planning a third solo album. He had spoken to Downey about a possible reformation of Thin Lizzy in March of 86, possibly with all the original guys, and had booked studio time. Phil asked Brian Downey and I to reform. We all agreed. We went and made recordings in a studio in his back garden of his house at Kew. I love these old British and Irish words, names. During December of 85, it went absolutely great. Unfortunately, the cassette of our material failed to resurface after its death. It was the only copy, and it was such a shame, as Phil was vibed up. So they recorded a bunch of songs that nobody has ever heard, and it got lost on a cassette player somewhere.
Wow.
So, you know, different times. I mean, no digital, none of that. They had it on one single tape, and that was it, and it disappeared. So, that in mind.
Yeah.
Stump the Sippers and the Coach. You should know this one. Who's going first?
Sip.
Name the capital of Ireland.
Dublin.
Ah, Diamond.
Brilliant.
They're from Dublin.
They are. One for one.
Yeah, Thin Lizzy's from Dublin.
Yeah, and they have a statue there of Phil Lynott in town.
No way.
Really?
No, you didn't see that, Jake?
No, I missed that one.
I didn't see it either.
I missed that statue.
I would have liked to see that.
That'd be cool to see the.
Yeah, and just like in downtown Austin, there's a statue of Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Whoa.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Coach, Ireland's Great Famine of 1845 to 1852, which, by the way, spurred many, many Irish people coming to the United States back in those days, because they had a famine in the land. It was caused by a fungus that destroyed which plant?
The potato plant.
Two diamonds!
Brilliant!
Two for two.
And for everybody, Thin Lizzy in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Ooh, what do you think, guys?
Well, they only have a half a song, so...
I'm going to guess no.
Hold on. Why would you say that?
They have...
Boys Are Back in Town.
Boys Are Back by a full song. They have 1.2 songs.
Okay.
So I'm going to say no.
I'm leaning no also.
Leaning no.
Three diamonds.
Brilliant.
Yeah, they just didn't have enough pop.
They were eligible in 1996, and they were nominated in 2020 and have still never been in.
I might keep waiting for a while.
I'm saying two. They have two songs. I think that would qualify.
We'll give them a full song.
We'll give them a full.
They have more than two, but, you know, two big hits.
Yeah, two big hits.
Two, yeah, monsters.
Rick, what's happening right now at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Hey, Sauter Heyman Jewelers, we are your Husker Jewelry headquarters. We talked a lot. A lot of people came up to me last night, talked about the Husker Jewelry, the famous corn cob earrings that are custom made in our shop by Lori, the earrings and the pendant. These are 14-karat gold, all handmade. They have little emeralds for the leaves, and we run out. So if you want those, you need to order them or come in right away. Make sure that you say you're a breaker and put in ticket with a capital T if you're going to order online. You get an additional 10% off. Be the hit of your tailgate if you're heading down to Kansas City or all those home games we got coming up. Sport your Husker jewelry, including the Nebraska outline with the little ruby where the city of Lincoln is. Those are all handmade custom. You can't find them anywhere else. Hey, we're downtown at the outlet, South Point and Grand Island. Check us out at SarterHaman.com. I will post this song on my personal Facebook, and you guys should really follow me on Facebook, Rick Haman, because I always post this show every Thursday or Friday, along with videos of the actual band and other interesting facts. So follow me on Facebook, and we'll see you guys next week at Ruhlman's.
All right.
And we're bringing hats.
All right,
more hats.
And visors.
Thank you, Rick.
So we'll see you then.
Rick?
And visors.
We'll see you next week. Thanks, Rick.
Bye-bye.
Rick Haman. Starter Haman Jewelers. Song of the day was Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy.
Was Rick aware when he kept saying, great seeing you guys last night, that me and Jake were not there?
Yeah, just
he might have been referring to the other guys.
Great seeing you guys last night.
Easy.
Hour two is next. Really break on the ticket.